Okay, let's unpack this. We are diving deep today into something that feels like it's, well, everywhere right now, artificial intelligence. But we're not just looking at the general buzz. We're focusing specifically on how it's actually impacting the world of U.S. real estate.
Right.
And to do that, we've gone straight to the source, pulling insights from conversations happening among real estate professionals themselves on platforms like Reddit.
Yeah, getting that ground level view.
Our mission is to cut through the hype. We want to show you what AI tools agents are actually using, what real-world impact it's having right now, what they, you know, wish it could do, and importantly, what they think the future truly holds for their jobs and the industry. All from their perspective. Think of this as your shortcut, kind of, to understanding the ground truth about AI in real estate.
And that's really the power of looking at these community discussions. It bypasses the marketing speak and gives you that practical, unfiltered view. You hear directly from the people using or maybe trying to use these tools about what delivers real value, what's frustrating, and where that balance lies between, you know, genuine excitement for new tech and healthy skepticism.
Absolutely. And just looking at these threads from the past year or so, the sheer volume of conversation about AI in real estate has just exploded. Before ChatGPT, it was, I don't know, maybe a niche topic. Now, it feels like a daily discussion point.
It really does. And what's fascinating is how quickly it moved from like a theoretical concept to something that real estate pros are actively grappling with for their daily work.
Right.
That surge in conversation itself is a trend. It reflects this rapid shift where AI went from like science fiction to a practical, albeit sometimes confusing, tool almost overnight for agents.
So let's get specific then. With all that buzz and all these new AI tools popping up, what are the agents on the ground saying they're actually finding useful? You know, what are the workhorses, not just the shiny objects?
Well, you definitely see certain names and categories come up constantly when agents talk about tools that deliver real value and save time.
Okay.
Top of the list, almost universally mentioned, is conversational AI. So primarily ChatGPT, especially the GPT-4 model.
Right, the usual suspect.
Exactly. Agents are using it as a go-to assistant for writing, drafting emails, putting together listing descriptions, creating social media posts, even brainstorming marketing ideas.
I saw a comment saying it could turn drafting like a 30-minute email into seconds. That's a huge time saver right there.
It is, though they're quick to point out they still edit the output heavily sometimes.
Oh, for sure. Got to make it sound like you.
Right, ensure accuracy and match their own voice. It's a powerful first draft tool. Anthropic Claude also gets mentioned for text-heavy tasks like parsing and analyzing leases.
Gotcha.
Then you have CRM integrated AI. So many popular real estate CRMs like Follow Up Boss, KVC IRE, Close, Visita, they're embedding AI features directly.
Okay, so it's built right in.
Yeah. This means AI helping with things like personalizing follow-up emails, auto-generating newsletter content, suggesting the next step based on a client's activity, or even drafting initial client messages.
Makes sense.
One agent specifically highlighted Visita, saying its AI assistant works wonders and saves me a ton of time. So real specific praise there.
Nice.
Lead engagement chatbots are another category seeing real-world use. Tools like Elopo's Raya are used to immediately engage web leads via text.
The instant response thing.
Exactly. They can even handle things like scheduling showings autonomously when the agent is busy. The big win here is the 24/7 availability and that instant response, which agents know is crucial for capturing leads.
So it's acting like a tireless, round-the-clock assistant for that critical initial contact.
Precisely. And some purpose-built real estate AI platforms are getting traction, too, like Whoozy.ai was mentioned.
Whoozy.ai, okay.
Agents found it helpful for those early lead conversations, longer-term follow-ups, writing listings, managing tasks. What they seem to like is that it's tailored to real estate language and tasks.
So less generic.
Yeah, feels less generic, and apparently the flat fee was appreciated. It seems particularly strong for that crucial work of engaging new leads and, you know, nurturing past clients over time.
Right, keeping that pipeline warm.
Exactly. And beyond simple chat, you see tools for broader automation like Genie AI, GNIP, that's used for sales and property management workflows, streamlining more complex, repetitive tasks.
So more workflow automation.
And speaking of tailored communication, custom chatbot builders like Genix allow agents to train a bot on their specific listings, FAQs, documents, even booking links, and put it on their website.
Oh, interesting. So you feed it your own stuff.
Right. Agents using this found it effective for automating responses to common questions and capturing inquiries, even after hours. Some see this level of personalized bot interaction as potentially the new must-have tech for websites.
Like social media was.
Kind of, yeah. Similar to how social media adoption felt years ago. That was the parallel someone drew.
Interesting parallel, thinking of AI as the next foundational piece of an agent's online presence.
Exactly. And getting even more advanced, some are experimenting with AI voice chatbots. Like, Retail.ai was cited for handling phone calls.
Whoa. Okay. Phone calls.
Yeah. One investor shared a case where, when a seller submits a website form, the AI automatically calls them to gather information and book an appointment.
Seriously, an AI calling people?
Yep. It's basically a 247 AI inside sales agent, an ISO, providing that instant response. Though it was described as more rule-based than truly free-form conversation right now, still pretty advanced.
Still, that's a leap.
It is. But where you see major efficiency gains reported is often when automation platforms integrate AI. Think tools like Zapier, Make, or Relay.app.
Connecting the dots.
Yeah. A powerful example was an agent using Relay.app to automate transaction workflows. The system uses AI to, like, extract key offer details from multi-page PDF offer documents.
Out of a PDF.
Yeah, summarizes them. Auto-generates transaction task lists based on the offer terms, and sends templated emails for milestones. This apparently saves so much time by eliminating manual data entry and hours of document reading.
Wow. Pulling specific data out of a PDF using AI and then triggering a whole workflow, that takes it way beyond just text generation into true task automation.
It really does. And AI is also appearing in property management. Waddle's maintenance agent, for example,
okay.
Monitors inboxes for maintenance requests, uses AI, including image analysis, to understand the problem from emails and photos, drafts work orders, helps pick vendors, handles scheduling and tracking.
Image analysis, too, so we can look at a picture of a leak or something.
Yeah, apparently so. The claim is saving 15-20 hours per week for managers dealing with hundreds of requests. It shows AI is expanding beyond just the sales side into, you know, operations.
Yeah. That's significant time back.
Definitely. For visuals, virtual staging and image enhancement tools powered by AI, like AI Home Design, are popular.
Ah, makes sense.
They allow agents to virtually stage rooms, remove clutter, or change photos from day to twilight without expensive physical staging or, you know, tons of photo editing. General AI image generators are also used for marketing concepts.
Saves money and hassle there.
For sure. And a significant application, especially in commercial real estate, CRE, is document analysis AI.
Reading leases and contracts.
Exactly. AI reading and summarizing lengthy leases, contracts, or loan agreements is a massive time saver. Document abstraction, pulling key terms and summaries, is seen as a primary current use.
I can see how that would be huge in CRE.
Oh, yeah. Agents envision eventually being able to just ask conversational AI questions about documents they've uploaded. Even residential agents mentioned sending multi-offer PDFs or inspection reports to ChatGPT for a quick summary of the highlights.
Just get the key points fast.
Right. And finally, there's a small but vocal group advocating for DIY open source solutions, building custom AI using tools like the OpenAI API.
Going rogue.
Kind of. It allows agents or brokerages to tailor AI to their specific data and workflows, like analyzing their past deals or local comps, potentially avoiding subscription costs, and creating unique capabilities.
That really is a comprehensive picture of where AI is being applied today. It's clear agents are finding value in tools that handle writing, automate busy work, improve lead response, and even help with document analysis. It's less about AI doing the whole job, like you said, and more about specific tools tackling specific pain points.
Mm, targeted solutions.
Okay, so we've seen the tools they're using. Let's talk about how they're using them.
Oh.
What do the actual instructions, the prompts, and real-world use cases look like beyond just asking AI a simple question?
Yeah, this is where you see agents really developing a new skill. Prompting. They're learning, sometimes the hard way, that the quality of the output is directly related to the quality of the input. You can't just be vague.
Garbage in, garbage out. Still applies.
Totally. One great example shared was a template for a multi-step listing description prompt using ChatGPT. It's not just a one-liner, right? Mm. The agent provides facts about the property and then instructs the AI to follow a sequence. First, summarize the facts. Second, expand on the benefits for a specific target buyer using a defined tone.
Specifying the audience and tone. Smart.
Yeah. Then third, add neighborhood information. Fourth, refine it with a call to action. And finally, give it a polish. The agent fills in blanks in the template, and the AI acts like a sophisticated copywriting assistant following instructions.
So they're really directing the AI almost like assigning tasks to a junior writer or an assistant.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it. Another powerful technique is role-playing.
Okay.
Agents are writing these detailed prompts that tell the AI to act as my virtual real estate assistant, a licensed agent and investor with expertise in distressed properties.
Giving it a whole persona.
Yeah, and then giving it detailed instructions on how to handle inquiries, greet, show empathy, gather details, reference an imagined knowledge base, like use information from the PhD level expertise spreadsheet.
I saw that PhD level expertise spreadsheet line that cracked me up. It really shows how agents are trying to give the AI credibility and make it sound knowledgeable, doesn't it?
It totally does. And then it defines the criteria for when to hand off the lead to the human agent. This is essentially embedding their standard operating procedures, their SOPs, into the AI's instructions for consistent interaction. Some are planning to hook this up to automation platforms like Make.com.
Wow, encoding SOPs into a prompt, that's next level.
It is. And you see them thinking about proactive use, too. A common desire mention is a lead follow-up alert prompt concept.
Like the AI reminds you.
Yeah. Agents wish for an AI assistant monitoring their CRM, proactively notifying them, you know, hey, agent name, you haven't followed up with lead in 6 days. And maybe even drafting a suggested message.
That would be helpful. Keeping track is hard.
Totally. They want AI to help them remember and prioritize, acting as a proactive assistant. More basic but hugely popular is using AI for quick drafts for email and bio writing.
Yeah, the blank page problem.
Exactly. Provide a few bullet points. Ask AI to write a friendly follow-up email about X or draft a bio. It overcomes that initial hurdle, though again, editing is essential. Can't stress that enough.
Right, make it sound authentic.
Social media content is another big prompting area. Agents are asking AI for engaging listing captions, write an engaging Instagram caption, blog post ideas, outlines for video scripts, and even brainstorming full content strategies. It's like a creative partner for marketing.
Generating ideas, outlines. Yeah, I can see that.
In deal analysis, especially in CRE, integrating AI like GPT-4 into tools like Excel is happening.
AI in Excel, how does that work?
You can use prompts via an API or plugins from within spreadsheet cells to ask the AI to generate narrative descriptions of neighborhoods, rent trends, or landmarks based on data in other cells.
Oh, cool. So numbers meet words.
Exactly. It combines Excel's number crunching with AI's language ability for richer analysis sheets. Or agents are using Claude or ChatGPT to quickly parse dense documents like leases or inspection reports and get summaries, letting them focus on the strategic analysis, not the reading part.
Gotcha. Summarization again.
And the more advanced vision, the bleeding edge maybe, is custom Q&A on internal data. Imagine feeding AI your own past deal history, local comps, proprietary market research.
Your secret sauce.
Right. And asking it, based on our past deals, what indicators correlate most strongly with closing successfully? This needs private models for confidentiality, obviously.
Yeah, can't share that with the world.
For sure. A simpler version people are doing now is just pasting MLS data or tax records into a chat for a quick client summary.
So it's definitely more than just asking, what's the capital of France? Agents are becoming more sophisticated in how they command the AI, using multi-step instructions, role-playing, feeding it context. It's a powerful drafting and analysis partner, but yeah, the need for human oversight and refinement is a constant theme. They're not just hitting send on the AI output.
Not usually, no. Not for anything important.
Okay, let's pivot from the practical usage to the feelings around AI. When you read these discussions, what's the prevailing sentiment? Is it all excitement or is there a lot of caution? Skepticism.
Oh, it's absolutely a mix, a real push and pull between, you know, optimism and skepticism. It's quite divided sometimes.
Okay.
On one side, there's clear excitement for efficiency. Many agents see AI as the future, a genuine game changer for handling the time-consuming, repetitive, busy work, the writing, the admin, initial lead qualification.
Getting rid of the drudgery.
Right. They call it an incredible resource, smart business, and see it as essential supportive tech, just like, you know, cell phones or email were breakthroughs in the past. There's a strong sense, almost a fear, that those who don't adopt will be left behind.
The FOMO is real.
Definitely. But then there's equally palpable skepticism and defensiveness. These agents are wary of AI encroaching on what they see as their core value. They don't want AI to replace my work, just support it.
Right. Help me. Don't be me.
Exactly. They are protective of the human element in real estate and feel their job's complexity isn't easily captured by algorithms. One comment really pushed back on the cell phone analogy, saying there's a fundamental difference between tech that supports a task and tech that aims to do it for you.
That's an interesting distinction.
Yeah,
not all technology adoption feels the same, does it?
Right. And trust and quality concerns are major practical hurdles. We mentioned it before, but AI hallucinations, making factual errors in listings, getting calculations wrong, inventing property details require constant human checking.
That sounds terrifying for a listing.
It is. This limits full automation for sensitive tasks. There's also fear that over-reliance could make agents lazy, or that using generic AI content could cheapen their unique voice and perceived value. You know, anyone could do this now.
Yeah, the commoditization fear.
Mm-hmm. But the absolute strongest sentiment, honestly, cutting across the excitement-skepticism divide, is the emphasis on client experience and ethics.
Okay.
Agents pride themselves on personal service, empathy, and emotional intelligence, which they feel AI currently lacks. Big time. They stress that every single client's needs are different. It requires emotional intelligence. Generic bots risk alienating clients.
Makes sense. People want to connect with the person.
Exactly. And a critical point repeated constantly is the need for transparency. If a bot is used, it must be disclosed, I am a bot, or something similar. Pretending AI is human is seen as potentially annoying, misleading, and damaging to trust. Big ethical line there.
So the human connection isn't just a soft skill. It's seen as a core professional boundary that AI shouldn't cross without clear identification. Like, put up a sign.
Exactly. It's foundational to the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And underlying all this, kind of bubbling beneath the surface, is the fear of replacement job security.
Ah, the big one.
Yeah. While many agents say they believe AI will enhance them rather than replace them, there's undeniable anxiety. External perspectives sometimes argue significant parts of the job could be automated. One comment even likened complex client interaction to a jump-to-conclusions board game, basically saying it could be reduced.
Ouch.
Yeah. Agents counter by emphasizing nuanced tasks AI can't do. Complex negotiation, subjective judgment, building rapport, physically touring properties, holding someone's hand through the process.
The human stuff.
Right. The prevailing agent view seems to be optimistic job security. Their role will evolve, likely focusing more on higher-level strategy and relationships, maybe allowing them to handle more volume. But some do worry that if consumers get used to automated processes, the perceived value of the human agent might diminish over time.
It sounds like agents are really wrestling with AI as both this exciting opportunity to offload grunt work and a potential threat to the core value proposition they offer clients. They want the help, but they're fiercely protective of the trust and personal connection that defines their role.
That sums it up really well. It's a definite tension.
So, given that mixed sentiment, what are the tangible changes happening right now? Because agents are using AI.
Yeah.
What are the reported impacts, the stuff they can point to?
The most consistent reports are about gaining capacity and speed, often, like you said, behind the scenes, not always client-facing.
Okay.
The biggest impact is definitely improved efficiency and time savings. This is where the rubber meets the road, you know? Agents talk about saving a ton of time on writing marketing materials and communication.
I've heard that before, yeah.
Cutting response times significantly, property managers saving those 15-20 hours per week on maintenance tasks with AI tools. Automation workflows are making processes like reviewing multiple offers or managing transactions faster and smoother. Tasks that took hours manually are being done in minutes or seconds by AI. That's concrete.
Getting hours back in your week, that's huge.
It is. 24/7, responsiveness and lead capture is another immediate win agents report. Chatbots and voice bots provide availability outside normal business hours.
Like that retail.ai thing calling people back.
Exactly, or website chatbots engaging late-night visitors. One feature specifically mentioned as a huge hit was AI automatically texting missed calls with a quick, intelligent follow-up.
Oh, smart. Catching those missed connections.
Right. This ensures contact within that critical first 5 minutes, boosting reconnect rates and capturing leads that might have just drifted away otherwise.
That immediate response is crucial in a competitive market. AI is literally making sure they don't miss opportunities.
Exactly. And agents are reporting enhanced marketing and content output. AI is helping them produce more content and sometimes better content listing descriptions, social media posts, blogs, ad copy.
Beating writer's block.
Yeah, beating writer's block and allowing smaller or solo agents to create polished marketing that maybe previously only larger teams or agencies could manage levels the playing field a bit, perhaps.
Interesting point.
Automation of repetitive tasks is also making a real difference in back office efficiency. AI-assisted workflows are handling data entry, auto-generating task lists, sending templated emails at different deal stages, extracting and summarizing data from documents like we talked about.
Smoothing out the process.
Yeah, this means deals are less likely to have missed steps, things falling through the cracks, and agents or their staff can potentially handle a higher volume of transactions more smoothly.
Makes sense. More capacity.
There's also some early impact reported in better insights and analysis. AI tools are starting to analyze market stats for pricing strategy. In CRE, we heard AI is speeding up loan underwriting significantly by evaluating risk metrics almost instantly.
Faster deals.
Potentially. And AI can add that narrative context to data sets, which can be helpful. However, and this is a big however, agents caution heavily against blind reliance.
Despite the accuracy issues.
And worry about AI predictions potentially influencing the market in undesirable ways, like creating feedback loops or even enabling collusion if everyone uses the same pricing AI.
Ooh, that's a scary thought. Unintended consequences.
Exactly. And despite all these gains, agents are very clear about current limitations and pain points they face today. We've touched on them, but they're real obstacles. Those hallucinations errors requiring constant human oversight, the lack of context nuance in complex human situations, integration challenges between all these different new AI tools and their existing systems like the CRM or MLS, and the ongoing pricing adoption costs and the learning curves involved.
So AI is already proving its worth as a powerful efficiency tool, speeding up repetitive tasks and expanding capacity, especially in the background, like you said. But it's definitely not perfect, still needs that human check, and isn't quite ready for complex, nuanced client interactions without supervision. It's augmenting, not replacing, the human agent's core functions today.
That seems to be the consensus, yes. Augmenting, not replacing, yet.
Looking ahead then, if agents could wave a magic wand and design the perfect AI assistant, what's on their wish list? What do they dream AI could do for them next?
Oh, the wish list is long. It essentially describes an AI that's way more integrated, more proactive, and capable of handling much more complex tasks, truly acting as an indispensable partner, you know?
Like a real co-pilot.
Yeah. A top desire is smarter lead follow-up nurturing. They want something beyond just basic drip email campaigns.
Right. More intelligent than just schedule emails.
Exactly. An AI that actively monitors their CRM, identifies leads who need attention based on behavior or time elapsed, understands their history, maybe even drafts personalized messages, and then prompts the agent. A proactive follow-up bot that intelligently keeps the pipeline warm, systematically.
That sounds amazing.
Converting voice calls to actions, AI phone assistant, is very high on the list too. An AI that can naturally handle inbound phone calls, greet callers, ask intelligent qualifying questions, answer basic property or process questions, schedule appointments.
Like a super receptionist.
Yeah, maybe even handling initial calls to opted in leads. Think of a 247 highly capable receptionist, or IS, powered by AI. That's a big dream for many.
I bet.
End-to-end transaction management is another big, ambitious wish. An AI that could coordinate basically everything from contract to close.
The whole shebang.
Yeah. Reading emails from escrow, lenders, other agents, maintaining dynamic checklists that update automatically, sending automated reminders to all parties, populating standard forms based on the deal info, ensuring everyone is updated automatically. A turnkey platform to prevent anything from falling through the cracks or complex deals.
That sounds incredible, like having a perfect transaction coordinator who never sleeps, never forgets anything.
It does. They also want hyper-personalized marketing CRM insights. An AI that analyzes their entire client database, finds actual reasons to reach out, equity building, neighborhood news, past client anniversaries, website activity.
Mining the data for opportunities.
Exactly. Suggests who to contact today, why, and even drafts the communication. A CRM coach using data to generate proactive, relevant outreach opportunities, not just generic blasts.
That would be powerful.
AI-powered CMA and pricing tools that are much smarter than, say, consumers' estimates are also high on the list. Tools that can digest all the comps, adjust for differences with human-like rationale.
Explaining its reasoning.
Right. Predicting time on market, probability of multiple offers, and helping agents build a stronger data-backed case for their pricing advice. An AI analyst bolstering their expertise.
Okay.
For buyers, they wish for better property search matchmaking. AI that can understand nuanced buyer preferences beyond just beds, baths, and square feet. Finding properties that might be overlooked, or even interpreting emotional needs. Find a home that feels like a cozy retreat, or has great natural light for painting. A supercharged, intuitive recommendation engine.
Get into the fuzzy stuff. That's tricky.
Very tricky. Quality control and risk reduction features are also on the wish list. AI that can automatically double-check contracts for missing signatures, dates, or unusual clauses.
Like a compliance check.
Yeah, ensuring marketing materials comply with fair housing regulations, or even analyzing listing photos for potential red flags, like signs of water damage or structural issues, an AI compliance officer, an error checker. And a major point of frustration leads to the desire for a unified AI platform. Agents are drowning in multiple separate tools. They wish for one central AI hub or Jarvis-like assistant.
One ring to rule them all.
Pretty much. That integrates with all their existing systems, MLS, CRM, email, and can be given commands verbally or via chat to perform tasks and deliver insights across all their data in one place.
The dream interface.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, the underlying wish for many, the holy grail perhaps, is more human-like conversational ability. An AI that can truly converse naturally, handle ambiguity, maybe even build some rapport, and seamlessly know when to stop and hand off to the human agent. Passing that real estate Turing test would unlock many of these other advanced capabilities.
That paints a picture of an AI that's deeply integrated, highly proactive, and capable of handling much more complex tasks than today, truly becoming the agent's co-pilot for almost everything except maybe the final handshake and the high-stakes negotiation.
That's a good summary of the dream, yeah.
All right, bringing it back to the bigger picture then. Where do real estate professionals think this is all heading in the long run? What are the ultimate future opportunities and fears?
The speculation ranges pretty widely, as you'd expect, but there's a general consensus emerging on a few key points.
Okay.
The strongest belief, the one you hear over and over, is that AI is moving from being optional to being a requirement. You see comments stating pretty bluntly, AI will not replace real estate agents, but real estate agents who use AI will replace those who don't.
Adapt or perish, basically.
That's the feeling. It's seen as the next foundational tool, like the internet or smartphones were.
Hmm.
AI literacy will be a core competency, and those who resist will likely struggle to compete on efficiency and service.
Makes sense.
Many foresee greatly enhanced productivity. Access to full-time AI agents handling massive chunks of work, initial client screening, marketing creation, transaction coordination, could allow human agents to focus the majority of their time on high-level strategy, client relationships, complex negotiations.
The stuff humans are best at.
Right. They could potentially handle significantly more clients, perhaps even leading to a better work-life balance eventually, though commission structures would almost certainly need rethinking if the workload shifts that dramatically.
So instead of the agent spending, say, 80% of their time on admin and 20% on critical client work, it could potentially flip.
That's the hope for many, yes, or at least shift significantly. They also anticipate new AI-driven business models. AI could enable things like dynamic pricing on services, more immersive VR tours with AI guides answering questions.
Oh, yeah.
AI-assisted negotiation tools, maybe, or even new brokerage models built fundamentally differently around AI efficiency. Agents might shift from being process managers to expert curators and advisors, guiding clients through AI-powered options.
Interesting. A different role entirely.
Could be. But with these opportunities come significant concerns, particularly about pressure on agent roles and income. This is a big one.
Yeah.
If AI takes on a significant portion of the traditional tasks, as one comment put it, AI doing 50% of our job, that completely upends it from a pay perspective.
Right, the commission question.
Exactly. Agents worry about commoditization, maybe being paid flat fees for specific tasks rather than a large percentage commission for the whole deal. There's fear that if consumers grow accustomed to automated efficiency, the perceived value of the human agent and thus their compensation might decrease.
The value proposition shrinks, potentially.
This is the fear. Yep. Regulatory and ethical unknowns are also a major consideration looking forward. real estate is heavily regulated, as AI plays a larger role in things like pricing, marketing, or client communication.
Uh-huh.
Regulators like the FTC will be watching closely for issues like potential bias in algorithms or price-fixing concerns, especially if everyone starts using the same AI for pricing.
Yeah, unintended consequences again.
Mm-hmm. New rules around AI use, transparency, like maybe legally requiring bot disclosures and liability for AI errors, are almost certainly coming down the pike. Client trust is paramount, and there are big questions about how much clients will ever truly trust in AI, especially in high-stakes situations like negotiations.
Lots of unknowns there.
Big time. On the flip side, this whole shift could create opportunities for new expertise. There could be roles for AI-augmented super agents who master leveraging all these tools effectively. Or real estate data analysts specializing in AI insights. Prompt engineers who become experts at directing AI for real estate tasks. Or maybe AI tech trainers within brokerages. Mastering AI could become the new way top agents differentiate themselves and demonstrate value.
So the future is seen as a transformation, not necessarily an elimination. It's a mix of genuine excitement about unlocking unprecedented efficiency and significant concern about how it fundamentally alters their roles, their income, and the regulatory landscape. The consensus seems to be AI won't replace agents, but AI with agents will likely replace agents without it.
That sums up the prevailing sentiment really well, yeah. It's about integration, not replacement, for those who adapt.
Okay, to wrap things up, let's pull out a few of those standout quotes and insights that really capture the essence of these discussions, those little nuggets of wisdom or frustration.
Sure. You definitely see clear patterns in the practical advice. One common theme is captured by something like, if it doesn't save time or money, it's just a shiny object. A strong filter for deciding what tech is actually worth adopting.
Focus on the ROI. Good advice.
Then there's that strong pro-AI push, the sense of urgency. It's an incredible resource. Those who ignore it will be left behind. That fear of missing out, or maybe genuine belief in the potential, is a powerful driver.
Mm-hmm.
Countered sharply by the skepticism rooted in bad experiences. I have enough lousy experiences with chatbots, I don't want them touching my clients. Highlighting the real-world frustrations with current AI limitations and that paramount importance of protecting client relationships.
Yeah, the stakes are high with clients.
Definitely. And that provocative question about the economic impact. AI will do 50% of our job, what then for commissions? This cuts right to the core financial anxiety many agents feel about partial automation shrinking their traditional scope.
It's a fair question.
Some practical advice for brokerages, given how fast the tech is changing. AI tools pop up every 6 months. Consider building your own using open source. A pragmatic approach to avoiding vendor lock-in and potential tech churn if startups disappear.
Interesting take. Build versus buy again.
The core belief about the human element is often articulated simply as emotional intelligence is our moat. That human empathy, trust, and relationship building are the agent's key defense, their unique value proposition, against AI replacement.
The human touch.
Exactly. And the non-negotiable ethical and practical rule. No deception. Always disclose the bot. Transparency is just hammered home as key to maintaining trust. Don't try to trick people.
Absolutely critical.
A great specific example of an AI win that someone mentioned was feeding multiple complex offer PDFs into AI to get a quick comparison summary, saving hours of tedious eye-straining review. It shows AI tackling very specific, time-consuming tasks effectively right now.
Yeah, tangible benefit.
And yes, the broader societal conversation even entered some threads, like the mass unemployment potentially leading to UBI debate. It shows agents are thinking about the wider implications of automation for work itself, beyond just real estate.
Wow, getting philosophical.
A little bit. And finally, you find the humor, right? Using references like Rosie Jetson for the futuristic AI assistant, or calling complex interactions a jump-to-conclusions board game to bring a bit of levity and grounded perspective to the sometimes over-the-top AI hype out there.
Gotta laugh sometimes, right? Those quotes really do bring it to life and show the range of perspectives out there. From the super practical to the deeply philosophical, agents are actively figuring this out in real time.
They really are. It's fascinating to watch.
So we've taken a deep dive into the rapid rise of AI talk in U.S. real estate, explored the specific tools agents are actually using today, looked at the real-world prompting techniques, felt the pulse of agent sentiment balancing that excitement and skepticism, examined the tangible impacts happening right now, peered into the wish list for future AI capabilities, and discuss the long-term expectations and fears. It's been quite a journey through these conversations.
Yeah, and the picture that emerges from these discussions is pretty clear, I think. AI is rapidly becoming a powerful, often behind-the-scenes, assistant in real estate. It's already delivering significant gains in efficiency, speed, and capacity by handling tedious tasks and improving responsiveness. It's changing the game today, not just in the future.
Right, it's here now.
And while there's healthy skepticism and a very real awareness of current limitations, the errors, the lack of nuance, the prevailing consensus among agents themselves seems to be that AI won't entirely replace the human agent. Because that core value of emotional intelligence, trust, complex judgment, navigating relationships, that remains crucial.
The human element prevails.
But the flip side is equally strong, and you hear it constantly. Those who don't embrace and master AI will likely be left behind by those who do. The most successful agents of the future will almost certainly be those who leverage AI not as a threat, but as a tool to augment their skills and provide even better, faster, more informed, and ultimately more human-centric service by freeing up their time for what matters most, the clients and the complex parts of the deal.
A tool to enhance humanity, not replace it.
Yeah.
That's the optimistic view, anyway.
That's the hope, yeah.
And we'll leave you with this thought, one that actually came up in these discussions and really stuck with me. Some real estate professionals genuinely believe AI could change the industry and maybe even our lives more profoundly than the cell phone and email did combined.
Wow, that's a big statement.
It is. So the question for you is, what possibilities does that open up for you to explore, whether it's in your own work, how you think about the market, or even just how you view the evolving role of technology in very human industries like real estate? Something to chew on.